Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, January 23. Coming up, Consumer Affairs Commission to make announcement on bad gas compensation month end, Highway 2000 land correction to be completed mid-February, and online passport applications coming this year. The details after the break.
Calling all singers and songwriters, join JCDC in celebrating 30 years of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. Come out to regional audition Tuesday, January 24 in Manchester, Wednesday, January 25 St. James, Thursday, January 26 St. Mary, and Friday, January 27 Kingston. So start warming up those voices and put the final touches on your songs. And yes, we'll be accepting entries on the spot. For more info, check jcdc.gov.jm, social media, or call 926-572629.
Now the news. Come January 31, the Consumer Affairs Commission CAC will make an announcement on the outcome of discussions for the compensation of motorists affected by contaminated gas. Chairman of the CAC, Kent Gammon, says dialogue continues with stakeholders in the petroleum industry to arrive at a resolution.
We want the consumers to know that we have not forgotten them, but we are still actively pursuing a settlement with the stakeholders, and we will then let the public know at that time, which is the end of January, where we have reached on that effort.
Mr. Gammon was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Last year, several motorists complained about engine problems after receiving bad gas at petrol stations island-wide. The CAC met with the Jamaica Association of Petroleum Marketers, Petrojam Ethanol, and other key stakeholders on December 13 to discuss compensation of motorists. Work to correct land slippage along a section of the north-south link of Highway 2000 should be completed by mid-February. Over a period of time, rainwater has been building up behind the bedrock, which had no proper drainage, resulting in the saturated bedrock breaking away. To fix it, the developer, China Harbor Engineering Company CHECK, has started terracing the slopes and has instituted a proper drainage system. Executive Director of the National Road Safety Council, Paula Fletcher, says improvements will be made in time.
Whatever they do can't be just on the surface, based on the slice of that mountain face we saw where it was just dirt. So we have been assured that some of the measures undertaken would impact not just what you see on the soil, but deep down where the problem is.
Ms. Fletcher says the completion of the project could be delayed should the island experience severe weather conditions. Last May, the toll operators closed a section of the highway to facilitate cleanup following a massive landslide which occurred in the vicinity of the 33-kilometer mark of the roadway. The Regional Drug Law Enforcement Training Center Red Track is to be expanded to meet the increasing demand for training. Red Track offers training to police and military personnel, customs, immigration, port authority, and security officers, as well as representatives of several other government agencies and the judiciary on fighting multinational crimes. Director and Principal Major George Benson says the project involves the addition of another floor in order to have more training rooms.
When Red Track was built in 1996, the building was configured in such a way for upward growth, but it has not taken place. So we are anxiously awaiting that. Now that bids from contractors are in hand, we're expecting that it will happen very soon.
The expansion project is expected to facilitate growth and reinforce the dominance of Red Track. Red Track, which operates under the Ministry of National Security, is observing its 21st anniversary with a year-long celebration. And National Security Minister Robert Montague says online passport applications and renewals are to start this year as part of efforts to boost the national security infrastructure and to foster more efficient security checks. He says discussions are ongoing with vendors to facilitate an e-passport system. The new system is expected to increase operational efficiency and reduce the wait times at the island's major airports. In the meantime, the minister says he has instructed the architects contracted to design a building plan for the new headquarters of the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, to do so in short order.
We have the lands, we have the funds, and we just need the design and the approval of the KSAC to get the staff into a more comfortable surrounding.
Minister Montague was speaking with GIS News at a recent tour of the Constant Spring location of the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Plans are in the pipeline for PICA to be relocated from its Constant Spring Road office to 3 and 3A North Avenue in St. Andrew to facilitate the service and operational needs of the agency. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.